One of the oldest sentiments of humanity about cooking. Yeah, but what if we put it on a stick? Friday Night History 54, Season 2, Episode 21, Waffle on a Stick. Okonomiyaki is a staple of Japanese cuisine, and a well-known comfort food. Most people who've heard of it have heard of two major varieties of it, the Hiroshima style and Osaka style, with the distinction being that Hiroshima style has the noodles cooked in, and gets made in a layered format like a crepe. Regardless of variety, one often sees it topped with the ubiquitous Kewpie mayonnaise, or with a tonkatsu sauce like Bulldog. While modern okonomiyaki emerged from the late Meiji era, one theory has it that its original form was pioneered by the Azuchi Momoyama tea master Sen Norikyu, with the aim of serving it with tea during his famous tea ceremonies that were the forerunner of modern cha no yu. But these aren't the only major varieties of okonomiyaki and similar dishes in Japan. Monjayaki is the Kanto region equivalent of okonomiyaki. But there's a Tohoku version too. One that I didn't recognize at first because the visual profile was different. A roll rather than a pancake. There are a few sub-variants, but today we're going to focus on the Yamagata one. A roll? Yes, a roll. Let me back up and explain. Dondonyaki, like the broader family of okonomiyaki variations, is a recipe that relies on wheat-based batter cooked into a sort of pancake. In Hiroshima, the term for the original form of this recipe was isen yoshoku, one sen Western food. The Hiroshima form of this recipe was made of wheat batter, green onion, and bonito flakes cooked into a pancake. Modern Hiroshima-style okonomiyaki is a post-war innovation, born of the exigencies of a Hiroshima slowly putting itself back together after the war's end and in the A-bomb's aftermath. Made with whatever was at hand, in addition to the base ingredients as available, and popularized due to the abundance of U.S. food aid to occupied Japan, which significantly favored wheat flour, it took the name okonomiyaki, as you like it, yaki. But Yamagata-style dondonyaki originated in the immediate pre-war period, circa 1938. It was the work of a local chef named Oba Kamekichi, who went to Tokyo to study cooking and went into business on his return home. He was a fixture around Yamagata City for many years, a short man in geta with a hand towel tucked into his belt, whose yatai food stall had a famous sign that read, "Dondonyaki delicious enough to drool over." You might not be familiar with the concept of a yatai by name, but if you've seen depictions of shrine festivals with their long rows of food stalls making yakisoba or takoyaki or taiyaki, those stalls are broadly called yatai. The name dondonyaki originated in this area because drumming on a taiko, Japanese onomatopoeia being don don for a drum beat, is how Oba attracted customers to his yatai stall. Although the instrument eventually was swapped for a bell, it began as a drum, and thus the origin of the name dondonyaki. And it's this format that I think is of particular interest. Today, it's rolled around a pair of chopsticks. The gist of it is that the dondonyaki's usual base of ingredients includes green onion, bonito flakes, and kombu seaweed. Along with other things, it's made on a griddle, flipped to be evenly cooked, and then slowly rolled around the chopsticks and cooked just a little bit more before it's doused in a savory sauce when served. As originally made, it had a sort of half-moon shape. Some variations in the Tohoku region still have that shape. That being said, it was served on sort of a rough paper wrapper, and as the draw was significantly to children, they weren't able to handle a fresh-off-the-griddle dondonyaki with ease. So Oba came up with the elegant solution of rolling it instead, around first one stick and eventually a pair of disposable chopsticks, for the ease of eating without scorched fingertips. According to present-day Yamagata-based dondonyaki restaurant Koko Yumeya, there was a further reason for dondonyaki's shape and consistency. With its roots in Tokyo-based monjayaki of the Taisho era, and it was part of the broader constellation of dagashi, cheap snacks, that were ubiquitous through the Taisho era and still survive today. Indeed, in Western Japan, the isen yoshoku were made by dagashi vendors in that region. But monjayaki's looser consistency did not make for easily portable snacking, and so Olba making the snack a little bit firmer in consistency, together with the later invention of rolling it around a stick, is what made Yamagata-style dondonyaki as we know it today. Today, dondonyaki can in fact be bought from brick-and-mortar stores around Yamagata Prefecture. However, some businesses like Kokoyumeya continue Oba Kamekichi's original yatai tradition, albeit in motorized fashion, bringing the Yamagata flavor to Tokyo and beyond, served out of food trucks. Kokoyumeya even has its own mascot, a character called Keiko-chan, whose name is a pun on the Yamagata dialect imperative form of eat. Kue in standard Japanese, eat it, becomes ke. And dondonyaki has spread to neighboring Miyagi and Iwate prefectures, where local tastes and trends have taken it in still different directions. All in all, I'd say it's a pretty solid legacy for a creative, enterprising local Yamagata chef who became the stuff of local legend for rolling up an okonomiyaki cousin around a stick. And with that, I will see you next time. I'm Nairi, and this has been Friday Night History. Now, questions? Friday Night History is a historical romp with me, your favorite history dyke, Dr. Nairi A. Bakalyan. Our theme is Buga Blue, written by Craig Friedrich, performed by the U.S. Army Blues, and available royalty-free at pixabay.com/music. Support this podcast and the rest of my work at patreon.com/riversidewings. Thank you, and remember, who you are and what lights your fire is worth fighting for. I'll see you around.